CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's legal team is set to return to court to appeal a federal judge's decision blocking deportations of alleged Venezuelan gang members to a prison in El Salvador. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox the administration is ready to fight the case all the way to the Supreme Court.
This is an out-of-control judge, a federal judge trying to control our entire foreign policy, and he cannot do it.
Some migrants have been sent home for the first time since a deal between the administration and the Venezuelan government Saturday. CBS's Derek Waller.
Overnight, multiple Department of Homeland Security officials confirmed to CBS News that a removal flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan migrants, some of them alleged gang members, landed in Venezuela Sunday.
U.S. and Russian negotiators holding talks in Saudi Arabia on a partial ceasefire in Ukraine, hours after talks between the U.S. and Ukraine. The meetings are expected to include details on a pause in long-range attacks against energy facilities and civilian infrastructure. Wildfires are raging in New Jersey and both Carolinas. Brian Rogers, section chief with North Carolina's Polk County, where three separate fires are burning west of Charlotte.
We dumped a lot of water in there, but these fuels are extremely receptive right now. They're holding a lot of heat.
Several homes there were destroyed. Police in New Mexico say a 20-year-old man and three teenagers have been arrested on suspicion of murder after a shooting Friday night at a park in Las Cruces that left three people dead and 15 hurt. Doña Ana County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds.
We don't have enough police on staff to actually fully staff people in situations like this to help to prevent some of these problems. And I know that the city is not quite up to the number of staff they'd like.
The Pope woke up in his own bed at the Vatican for the first time in 5 weeks. Correspondent Chris Lidsey is in Rome, where the 88-year-old blessed the faithful.
From the balcony of Rome's Gemelli Hospital, it was a long-awaited hello. A sigh of relief after what became the longest hospital stay in his papacy could very well have ended in goodbye.
A tutti.
Thank you to everyone, the Pope said with a frail voice.
Derek Queen beats the clock to lead his team to the Sweet 16.
To the freshman Queen, who's driving, floats it.
Queen banking a last-minute jumper for a 72-71 win over number 12 seed Colorado State in the second round on TBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin, Maxi Radio, sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now four locations in Dane County, including that brand new store in Sun Prairie, plus Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Also online at herbalaspect.com. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
ground.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Mighty Last Crack. That is from The Uprising, released in 2019. The song is called Icicle. It's a jam. I like that song a lot. My Burning Time before that. Of course, you know, Last Crack, they haven't played a show since 2019. They're playing another show coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show to help raise money for Rocker and his out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Mama Cares, which is a great organization connected to the mamas here in Madison to help Madison musicians, artists out in their time of need. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great lineup. Last Crack is playing, Magic 7, Mindox, Subatomic, Electromag. The best thing about this is the show starts early. It's an afternoon show, folks. So doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're going to be out of there by 5 o'clock. Unless you want to stick around for the late show, that's cool too. It's going to be a great afternoon of fun, great music from bands that you haven't heard play in at least 10 years. Electromag withstanding that, because they're the newer of the gang. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th. At the Burr Oak in Madison, I highly suggest getting those advance tickets right now. Just go to the Burr Oak webpage and grab those tickets as soon as possible. This thing will sell out. I've got some music on the way this hour from the Vanishing Kids. Did you know that Butto is drumming for them now? That blew me away. We'll do a flashback with Half Past Zero. We got some Abaddon's End just around the corner. Let's do some Rogue Rat right now. Drag Strip Queen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
in his car. He headed out to L.A. with a shirt on his back and a six-string guitar. He knew it felt right. Yeah, he knew it felt good. He drove all night. Destination tattoo. He started chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard to tell.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, The Vanishing Kids and Midnight Children. That's from their latest album that was released last year. And like I said before, did you know that Butto is now drumming for Vanishing Kids? I saw that news, last week? Maybe for a week before last. Blew me away. And I was talking to Rocker about this. Like, I had no idea Butto was a drummer. Crazy. Before that, we heard Abaddon's End, Absence in Adolescence. They have a lot of stuff happening. Be sure to follow Abaddon's End on the socials. Great band out of Southern Wisconsin. And I think they're going places. Let's go there with them. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Hey, stick around. We got another band from the Rocker Jamboree lineup, Magic 7. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the American Dad. She calls everybody honey. Mendota from Magic 7 before that. Hey, stick around. We got music from Good Morning V. We'll do some Common Threads. Ash Aria on the way. Right now is Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
Veins and I must make it right, you know. And you're a fight, you're a
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music with Ash, Aria, and The Burning. That's a couple of years old. Great song, though. Great jam. Mickey Sunshine before that. Bathroom Floor, one of my favorites from Mickey Sunshine. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, you can grab the podcast anytime at the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the app, the Civic Media app. Put that in your phone, and we'll take you. You can take us anywhere you go. And we'll take you as well. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Common Threads just around the corner right now. Good Morning V. It's Blunderbuss. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Catch me here. such a damning piece of evidence that you would not believe me if I tried. I need to get you off. I need to get me out. I can't be standing here.
that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Deportation flights have resumed to Venezuela as President Trump's legal team vows to take its bid to continue deporting suspected gang members all the way to the Supreme Court. Correspondent Nicole Skanga reports from Washington.
Trump administration officials Sunday doubled down on promises to arrest and detain Venezuelan migrants. The latest immigration enforcement push comes amid reports the IRS will use tax data to help immigration officials find migrants.
There's a high-profile trip to a Danish territory on tap as part of President Trump's bid to acquire the island.
Second Lady Usha Vance will visit Greenland, set to arrive Thursday and return on Saturday. Her son will join her on the trip to see historical sites, the White House said, along with the U.S. delegation. President Trump first expressed interest in taking control of Greenland, which is currently a semi-autonomous territory of the Kingdom of Denmark, during his first administration. He